Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Judge Judy is ending after 25 years.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, I get it. Could you imagine hosting the same show over and over and over again?
No, it's kind of dopey. 19 years.
You know? First 19 years were hard, but I think it gets easier. You know, Judge Judy makes like $45 million.
Yeah.
I think she's the most highly paid person.
You know what we call that in the business? We call that Tony Romo money.
It's Tony Romo times three.
Yeah, that's a few.
You know, but she's working.
But you used to watch. I have never watched Judge Judy.
I watch Hot Bench. That's a Judge Judy kind of show, but I watch Hot Bench. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Coach K gets chesty, the Cubs get yappy, and Spike Lee gets into it with James Dolan. But we begin today with the Milwaukee Bucks coming up basically empty in Miami last night. The Heat held the Bucks to a season-low 89 points, and Bam Adebayo held Giannis to a season-low 13 points. Wilbon, you were afraid to pick Miami last
night. I was.
So in light of this result, do you think this was a one-off loss, or does it portend trouble for Miami?
Tony, what's interesting is I think it's a one-off loss, but I've seen a couple of things
in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee regular season games, because I'm now fascinated with them, as I should be. I mean, they were on pace to win 70 as of yesterday.
Yeah.
But, Tony, I saw Toronto do this, even though the Raptors lost that game. They employed last season's defensive strategy. We're going to wall you off. You are never going to have space, and you better hit a jumper, or Middleton better hit one, or somebody better hit a lot of jump shots. Now, they did against Toronto, and they won that game.
Right.
But they couldn't last night, and it was the same strategy. And I'm thinking, well, maybe this is not a one-off. I want to see what happens with Milwaukee over the next few games and how tough opponents are going to play them defensively.
Yeah, so I don't look at it quite as narrowly as you do.
Okay.
The broader picture for me is that Milwaukee was 52-8, and now they're 52-9. Anybody else 52-9?
No,
right. They were on the second night in a row of a back-to-back on the road.
And they had been 8-0 in those games.
Well, they're not. Here's what they've been lately, because I want to go to the glasses because I want to get this right. They had won 6 in a row. They were 11-1 in their last 12, yeah. And they were 20-2 in their last 22. Yeah. So I'm going to look at this. And I watched people today analyze it just like you did. Say, oh, this could be the end for Milwaukee.
The end.
I think it's a one-off. That's what I think it is.
But, Tony, you have to start somewhere. Look, I was courtside for those games last year against Toronto. I understand there's a missing ingredient. Kawhi Leonard.
That's right.
Who is as good defensively as he is offensively.
The MVP of the playoffs.
Okay, I'm not saying it's the end. I'm saying it's the beginning. Like, if you're a team and you're going to have to play Milwaukee in the playoffs, this is how you have to play them if you have the personnel. I'm not suggesting it's the end. I'm not.
I would say one thing. I would say that if Bam Adebayo had this kind of success against Giannis over an extended period of time, then it would be cause for concern. But I'm looking at it today as one.
One off.
As one.
Okay.
All just right. One.
Let's move to football and the ongoing speculation about whether or not the players will accept the owner's proposal. Giants veteran tackle Nate Solder told NBCSports.com that not only is he voting yes for this deal, but he has talked to at least 15 minimum salary teammates who say they will vote for a 17th game because it means extra salary and benefits. Tony, we've heard from high-profile guys who are just saying no to this deal. What do you think of Solder's perspective?
Solder said that he wants to give voice to the voiceless. I think he's speaking for, I don't want to say a silent majority. It's tempting to say that, though. I think he's speaking for people who are not stars, who don't make a lot of money, who feel they have nothing in common with Aaron Rodgers and Richard Sherman because they don't make that kind of money. They know they're not going to be in the league for 10 years. They want to get paid as quickly as they can. This is not like the NBA where guys towards the end of the bench are making a lot of money.
Yeah,
60% of the people in the NFL are making right around $1 million or less than that. So I understand. I'm glad to hear somebody like this who's a player rep say it like this so that we don't just hear from stars.
You know what my first thought is? Can you just vote, please? I'm tired
of
speculation.
Yeah, what are we really
waiting for? What are you waiting on?
Right.
Now, huh?
It's Super Tuesday. Vote today.
Let's go today already.
Yeah, let's do it.
But you look, the point to be made here is it isn't like baseball or the NBA where if a guy's making a mil, there's 15 of the guys in his locker room going, what are you doing,
that's
son?
Right. No,
you're not even getting paid. What are you doing?
Yeah,
so this is not that in pro football, Tony.
No.
And even that mil is not guaranteed. Right? It's not guaranteed. They can just take it from you. They can just cut you and get rid of you.
Yeah.
So I understand that Solder is saying, wait a minute, I got these guys. But, Tony, I think there's some guys in that rank and file who are also going to say, 17th game, aren't they promising they're looking out after my health and
What they're saying is, what Solder is saying is they're going to pay you for the 17th game. They're going to give you more benefits. They're going to make sure you are right. Solder made a bunch of money.
Yes.
He's already made $71 million. He's won two Super Bowls. He doesn't have to take this position.
No.
He could take the star position.
He seems like he's listening.
So I think this is
sincere.
He's
a rep.
Yeah. So it sounds
sincere. I believe
sincere
it's sincere. To me.
Yeah, it sounds sincere.
But you know what? I don't know. I don't know anymore. We don't have exit polling. Well, we didn't have entrance polling yet. But I don't know what it represents.
I just think the rank and file.
Vote.
My guess is that the rank and file looks at the stars and says this: what do I have in common with them? I'd like to be them, but I'm not them. So we'll see. Duke got its revenge over North Carolina State last night, and afterwards, Mike Krzyzewski renewed his disgust with social media attacks on his players. Don't criticize them, he said. Criticize me, he said. Let's listen to Coach K on Duke Radio.
Man, these kids are 18 and 19 years old. I mean, you can question my coaching and what the hell. And then when you do question it, by the way, just come into Cameron and look up in the ceiling. All right. And then find out if you should question that, you know. But don't do anything with our players. You know, just support them.
This is so great. I love this. It's Krzyzewski above criticism.
Yes. Mike Krzyzewski's above criticism.
So
go in there and criticize him and say, oh, what are those things fluttering over my head? In case people didn't know, he's talking about the championship banners.
That's right.
And then the Final Four, if they have Final Four banners, I don't even know. They don't even need them.
No.
And the ACC banner. I mean, he's above. You know, like Tom Brady, in terms of on-court, in-play, like Michael Jordan, like Magic Johnson, like LeBron James, they're above.
So,
like John Wooden, they're beyond the criticism.
What I love about this, because I've known Mike Krzyzewski over 40 years, as have you. What I love about this is I hear this, I see him as Captain Mike Krzyzewski, United States Army. You know, and he's saying, hey, punk, you want to know how I got these bars on my shoulders? So this would be like if someone wants to criticize this show, and I would say, well, don't criticize the crew. Don't criticize James,
come right at
Sean.
Us.
Don't criticize
come right
Jeff.
Here.
Yeah, come here. And when you get here, look at these three Emmys and kiss them. And it's, how'd we get them, punk? So what Mike is just saying, hey, shut up.
You know what today represents for me? This is goodness, because you are back being old and crotchety after taking a day off and telling Trey Young he could nutmeg a veteran.
Well,
one of your lower days on the show. But beyond that, you now speak. I don't even have to say anything but amen. Let me just rubber stamp everything you just said.
Well, I mean, look.
Some idiots on Twitter.
I'm
sure. Shut up.
I'm sure that Mike.
Instagram is kinder.
I'm sure that Mike has lost a game here and there that he shouldn't have lost. And he and Calipari have sent so many guys to the pros.
They
should probably win every year. But if you're going to criticize Mike Krzyzewski, he's right. Come look up there, son.
Look up.
Look at
what do you see up there? You can't even see the ceiling.
The arrogance of this has such great appeal to me. I really like it. I do.
What otherwise goes down as a completely meaningless spring training game between the Cubs and Angels has now created great buzz, because chatty Cubbies Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant were so entertaining while wearing microphones during the game. Let's watch and listen.
I'm feeling a heater right here because I've only seen one today from him.
Oh.
I'm going to go to here. No, I'm not. Oh, yeah. Hell!
Get there.
Get down.
Dang it.
Foul.
What was that?
Fastball. Early on. Now I'm tired.
The Yankees and Red Sox did the same thing today. And Alex Rodriguez told Golic and Wingo this morning, this needs to happen all the time. Quote, we absolutely need to open up the floodgates, because the greatest part of the game we're not highlighting, which is the conversations that happen in real time, in between the lines, in the dugouts, the strategy. Close quote. Tone, You with A-Rod?
Not everybody is Anthony Rizzo and not everybody is Chris Bryant. It's not going to work with everybody. No. Some people are silent. Some people are sullen. It's not going to work with everybody. When it works great. I read the other day that an owner of some franchise in the MLS in Los Angeles said that soccer is going to be bigger than baseball. I think baseball has to worry about that. I don't like everything the XFL does, and I don't know if the XFL is going to be around next year. But one of the things they do is they give you access to the players all the time. I thought this was great. This is involvement. This sports is essentially a not for the people at the games, but for everybody else, many more people. Sports is a television show, and this enhances it. I liked this a lot.
I did, too, and I wasn't prepared to. And I know Bryant and Rizzo a little bit, and they are smart, funny, engaging, perceptive men. They just are.
They did it in the All-Star game.
And like you said, it's not going to work with everybody.
No, it isn't.
Even other smart guys who just aren't as verbal or don't want to be in the moment or don't want to be bothered during spring training.
You don't do it with everybody all the time.
A-Rod is onto something that baseball is going to be passed if it doesn't recognize the opportunities to connect with the audience.
I mean, I would love to hear Max Scherzer doing a game, or Howie Kendrick. Those are two guys on the Nats. Not every team has everybody who can do this. But this was so much fun. And I know the regular season is different, but it was so much fun. I think they got to, why not do it on the Sunday night game?
When you can.
Why not do it?
You got to pick your teams.
Let's take a break. Coming up, is Ron Rivera really going to take Tua at number two?
Stop with that. Would it be more awkward for Bill Self or my man, Daryl Morey, to win a title?
Is that his mugshot? Is that
stop it? Get off my man, Wildcat.
Real time
cat.
Okay, time for my weekly win and toss up.
Let's see how
I do it today. What's first?
Toss up. What would be more awkward? Bill Self accepting the NCAA championship trophy, or Daryl Morey accepting the NBA championship trophy?
So first of all, Daryl Morey is not going to accept the NBA trophy because he's still under house arrest for what he said about China. And Adam Silver would rather eat the trophy than give the trophy to Daryl Morey.
It'll go to the owner.
You know, well.
The
owner doesn't want to see Daryl Morey in the same state. So the answer is Bill Self. And the answer is Bill Self because every time there's any hint of a scandal in the last, I don't know how many years, Kansas is right in the middle of it with the NCAA. The reports you get indicate that so many Kansas players are being paid that they are handed W-2s with their uniforms.
I don't believe
that. So that would be the most embarrassing.
I don't believe any of that, and it wouldn't make any difference because there's a cheating scandal, if you will, attributed to like half the schools in the Power Five conferences. It's all garbage because none of these people are getting anywhere near the money, if any of the money that people say. The answer is Daryl Morey because, oh, my God, people would then be forced into conversation they don't want to have. So even if Houston wins it and Daryl doesn't come out there to accept it, because the owner does, the conversations, the uncomfortable conversations people don't want would be dredged up. There's no uncomfortable conversation in NCAA life because people just say, here's the trophy, carry on.
Next.
Toss up, they played tonight. Who's been more valuable to his team, Kawhi Leonard or Chris Paul?
So I have to ask, is this a this year question or a last year question?
Oh, this is a this year.
Okay, because if it was a last year question, the answer would be Kawhi Leonard.
This year, now.
Because he took his team to a championship. If it is a this year question, when Kawhi Leonard left Toronto and he went to Los Angeles, the assumption was they were going to have a championship team. He's played in 47 of 60 games. Chris Paul, who, as you know, I don't even like. Chris Paul has played in 59 of 60. Chris Paul didn't want to be in Oklahoma City this year. Chris Paul could have done what Kawhi Leonard did or Andre Iguodala did and said, I don't want to play for this team. No, he sucked it up. He went to Oklahoma City when they got rid of Westbrook, when they got rid of George, and he was collateral damage. They were supposed to win 33 games this year.
32 and a half.
They've already won 37.
Yeah.
So Chris Paul is the answer.
Here's how my MVP ballot looks at this point. Okay? It's either Antetokounmpo or LeBron. I don't know which one is going to be one. The other one's going to be two. And right now, Chris Paul's three. Because the Clippers already won 48 games last year without Kawhi Leonard. Yes, right. They have a better chance to win it all. But if somebody told you at the beginning of this season, last week of October, that the Oklahoma City Thunder was going to be at 37 the first of March.
Would not know.
That is because of Chris Paul.
I agree.
The third.
That's hard.
It's not, get off my man. Get off him. He's one of the great point guards in the history of this league. I realize
he's
won
great
yet,
at,
but he is
great.
Great
at punching people in the man zone and having players on his team hate him. Next.
Toss up. Who is Washington more likely to take at number two? Chase Young or Tua Tagovailoa?
So you wouldn't think that after drafting Dwayne Haskins with a first-round pick last year, you wouldn't think they'd be in the market for a quarterback.
They shouldn't be.
But Ron Rivera has talked to Joe Burrow, and he's talked to Tua, and that is fueling the speculation that they could take Tua, and they could say to Dwayne Haskins, go compete for the job. We're fine with you competing for the job. Me, personally, I would take Chase Young because their defense was no good last year. They were minus 169 points, and they gave up 27 points a game, which was sixth worst in the league. I would take him.
The answer is Chase Young. You got a quarterback. And here's what's important here. We don't have to deal with certain speculation because the people doing the speculating are not as close to the situation and don't understand the relationship, the dynamic between the owner
and
the team like we do.
Yeah, that's
and particularly the quarterback.
That's right.
Because who specifically wanted this young man from suburban Maryland where that team operates? The owner, Daniel Snyder. So they're not going to take Tua. They can talk it up. They can try to get other teams to flinch.
You don't think that Ron Rivera can just have some swagger and say to the owner, this is what I'm doing.
Ron Rivera, who I like, is a member of my team, the 85 Bears.
Right.
You think he's going to come in right away and say to the owner, I hear you, but I'm defying you and I'm going to take this guy when your defense needs Chase Young. Yeah. By the way, who is from where? Who is he from?
Locally.
The same place that the Redskins play.
That's the power move. That's
Maryland,
the
suburban Maryland.
You think Rivera's a tough guy.
Who are they going to take?
Move.
Who are they going to take?
Next. Did you listen to what I said? Next.
Last one. Toss up. Better pass. Nikola Jokic or Lonzo Ball?
Okay, both of these happen on Sunday, and both are great. Let's start with Lonzo Ball. That is the classic two-hand chest pass. And he drops it down the chimney. That is a great pass.
It is.
Normally, that would be it. But let's go see the other pass. Because this guy picks it with his right hand, turns, and in one spot throws it the length of the court perfectly. This is what Jokic, he doesn't even touch it with his left hand. That's like growing up playing football, except he grew up in Serbia, so he didn't play football. That's even
better. You
know who
might have been inspired by who was sitting courtside? One Peyton Manning.
Okay.
All right. That game.
Okay.
And so, I mean, Peyton had to say, my God.
Peyton Manning can't throw it that far now.
Anymore.
Can't.
That's about 91 feet, not about 85 feet, something
That's
like that.
Great.
That was a great, great pass. The answer is Jokic. And then Lonzo Ball, look, the talent, the thing that set Lonzo Ball apart was not going to be his 3-point shooting. It was going to be his passing. He throws great passes. But Jokic is the best passing big man since
Wes Unseld. That's it. Let's take one last break.
You skipped Bill Walton?
Wes Unseld still
down. Wow.
Spike Lee, your boy, says he's done going to Knicks games this year.
And the Red Sox get some concerning news about Chris Sale.
What is it?
You went straight past Bill Walton.
Bill Walton was great, but he learned it by watching Wes Unseld.
Man.
Wes Unseld's the best of all time. Happy time, people. Happy 22nd birthday, Jason Tatum. The number 3 overall pick 3 years ago was on the verge of becoming a star. He has emerged as Boston's best player, perhaps their key to a deep playoff run. LeBron James named Tatum as one of the young stars who will keep the NBA in good shape after he leaves. Wilbon, is Tatum going to be a top 5 NBA player?
I don't know, Tony. He got 4 automatics. LeBron, Giannis, Harden, Luka. Maybe Tatum, but maybe Jokic, maybe Siakam. I don't know where that front court guy, that third front court guy goes. Maybe it's Tatum, though.
Happy anniversary, LeBron James. On this day 6 years ago, while wearing a face mask, LeBron scored a career-high 61 points in a Heat win over the Charlotte Bobcats. LeBron is no longer on the Heat. There are no more Bobcats. But this one thing remains the same. LeBron James is the MVP of the NBA. You can vote for Antetokounmpo or Harden or Westbrook or anyone else you want. But LeBron James remains the best player and does more for his teammates than anybody in basketball.
Giannis is on pace to still get to 70, and you're locked in on LeBron. You're not
locked
saying
in.
Maybe.
Locked in. You say maybe.
I'm saying maybe.
I say I'm
locked in. I got a real balance.
I'm a doctor.
You're just talking.
Happy trails to Knicks games for the rest of the season for Spike Lee. Lee is boycotting the rest of the Knicks' stellar season because the Knicks refused to admit him through an employee entrance he says he has used for years. The Knicks came back by saying Lee is welcome to use a special VIP entrance that many celebrities and quasi-celebrities use. The Knicks also released a picture of Lee and James Dolan shaking hands as if to say all is well in the garden. But the Knicks don't deserve to have any fans. And by pushing away Charles Oakley and Spike Lee, they make it nearly impossible to root for them.
All right. Spike Lee's my friend, all right? I'm happy to link arms with him.
Go ahead.
But you're a Knicks guy all your life. I want to hear how you feel about this.
James Dolan has ruined the franchise. He's ruined it. One correction. People call Chris Paul CP3 because of his number 3. Not because, as Wilbon suggested, he's Chris Paul the 3rd.
He's the 3rd.
He's Christopher Emmanuel Paul the 1st. Good job, Wilbon.
Quick to the big finish.
Steve Kerr says Steph Curry returning on Thursday is a possibility. You expect it?
I expect Saturday against the Sixers Saturday night. That's just me. Chris Sale will have an MRI after experiencing soreness in his elbow. Uh-oh.
Yeah, pneumonia and now soreness in the elbow. Bad. The Rockets lost to the Knicks last night. Is that a big deal?
No. The biggest deal was Spike Lee in that situation in the Garden, not the result. Brett Brown said he's sure Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons will win a championship together in their careers. You agree?
Maybe, but I'm pretty sure that Brett Brown won't be around if they do it.
That's cold.
Last one, number 16, Michigan State at number 20, Penn State tonight. Big Ten matchup. Who you got?
I know Penn State's good at home. I got Team Izzo. I'm riding with them for a while.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Stuart Zully, shout out.
What do you get? 40-